The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin offers hundreds of field trips each year that bring members face-to-face with some of the state's natural wonders. WPR's Beatrice Lawrence went along on a trip to Nelson Dewey State Park along the Mississippi River to witness a swarm of 3,000 bats put on a show as they returned to their homes at dawn.
It's 4 a.m. and dark. Paul White greets about 20 people. He's the bat program lead at the Wisconsin DNR's Bureau of Natural Heritage Conservation.
Must be a lot of birders here. You guys are ready to go.
Yeah.
The group finds their seats and waits quietly for the show to start. As the sun slowly rises, we begin to see the bats dancing. This field trip to Nelson Dewey State Park was organized by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. It's a nonprofit that works to protect the state's lands, waters, and wildlife. This weekend, the group is camping to see the Stonefield colony of bats as they emerge to feed at sunset. They'll also witness the bats return as a swarm at dawn, all 3,000 of them.
So it's the beauty of morning swarm that we really want to be able to show people, and that's why this field trip is special.
That's Jennifer Riddell, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR. She says she enjoys giving people the opportunity to get up close and personal with an animal that's often misunderstood or unnoticed.
But it's one of the most beautiful and mysterious wildlife phenomena that happen every morning in the summer, outside every major bat roost across the state, and people don't know about it. And it's this really cool way to experience bats up close.
Each year, the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin organizes hundreds of these trips to get people in touch with the natural world and show them conservation projects in action. Riddell says this trip is especially powerful, and that people might even come out the other side as bat lovers.
Because nobody wants to get up at 4 a.m.
Multiple times.
Right. To watch bats. Until you've seen Swarm, and then you're addicted. I've got to go see that again.
This expedition is full of field trip veterans, like Henry Nels Lowe of Fitchburg.
They are amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, they are. All of them are fabulous. I've got a monarch tagging coming up. Hummingbird tagging is coming up. I've just seen so many remarkable things, gone out just learning about different places I've never been.
Against the sunrise, thousands of little brown bats fly around our heads. There's so many, it's a wonder they don't hit each other, or us. The DNR's Paul White prepared us for this moment.
Just close your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the bat kiss.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last night, the bats left their homes and flew away immediately to eat. But this morning, the bats take their time returning to their boxes. The swarm grows as they dance around each other, occasionally squabbling or flying smack into the side of the boxes. As the bats finally make their way back into their boxes, it falls silent. People like Alex Ellman of Appleton are in awe.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was crazy when you started to realize how many bats were underneath the houses swarming. Because there were so many, and it was almost like they would come at you and then split, kind of like the Red Sea, and then circle around. And then all of a sudden, as it got a little bit lighter, I was like, oh my God, there's so many bats. It was so cool.
The bats are finally settled in for the morning.
They're probably wondering where the nearest coffee shop is.
And the humans, we have the whole day ahead of us. Coffee will help, but seeing the bats' morning swarm, no amount of caffeine can energize you like that.
WPR's Beatrice Lawrence brought us that story on bat viewing. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum. Thank you.